Welcome again to Metauke Green Chapel, the International English Service. It is good to be together. My name is Darcy, and this is the time in our service when we get to share our testimonies and prayer requests and really be with the body and share what the Lord might have on our hearts to share. It's a really special part of our service. It's a real grace to be able to have this time together. So let the Lord stir up anything in your heart you'd like to share, or needs that you might have, or praises that you might want to share as well. I'd love to just share as we start off here. It was awesome to have you all out. Most of you were able to come last Sunday, journeyed to Owassa, where most people have never been. And it was a joy. And not everyone could come, and that's fine too. It was such a grace to be together. It just felt to me like another layer of, it was to me, to Art, to the girls, like another layer of blessing over our lives and over this kind of hard season that we've been in. I feel the Lord, like the song, I Know You Love Me. Like, I just feel it was another layer of like, do you get it? Like, I love you. And I didn't even think about that until just now, singing that song. I was like, oh, let me be a woman who knows that my God loves me. And God is always trying to enforce that message, and I'm always trying to avoid it. Why do we do this? But last Sunday was one of those times where we couldn't avoid that God loved us, and that's because he brought our brothers and sisters even to our door, in and out of our door, to our house, praying for our house, our life here, the ministry we want to do. So thank you. Thank you. It was wonderful fun. And then some of you even came on Wednesday night out for some music in Owassa in our barn. We actually had it in one of our outer buildings that will soon be Art's gym, but right now is perfect space for music. It was a little bit rainy, so we had to go inside. But then it was like this cozy, beautiful, everyone was close together. There were maybe close to 50 people there, with like including like little kids and foreigners and neighbors and like even people from like kind of the next town over, a couple of people I didn't know at all, who now I'm friends with on Facebook. And it was really fun. I'd love to hear it, but Jim had your feeling as was of it as well. But it was so for us, it was like another joy. It was another layer of God saying, I love you. I felt that those who came felt really welcome. They were really free. Like, at first, they're like, what are we doing? Oh, we're going to go into the barn together? Oh, okay. And, oh, this is interesting. And then folks just really relaxed and were so generous with themselves, their listening, their friendship. One of the best moments of the night, Art was, we had some cakes for Art's birthday was yesterday. And so we had some cakes, and Jim and Amir helped get some candles lit and bring them up and all this. But during the cake eating time, Art was eating some of his cake, some tiramisu actually, and our friend Hota-san, which maybe you may remember this name a little bit, but Hota-san was like our bridge to Owassa. He's the one who our friend, Christian friend Jonah knows, who keeps trying to recruit people to move to Owassa. So Hota-san was there with his wife and their daughter. And we really like Hota-san, but you know, it's been just kind of acquaintance feeling, right? But at that night, Art's eating his tiramisu, and Hota-san comes and just takes a spoonful of Art's tiramisu right off his plate and eats it. Like this great joke of like, oh, I'm just going to grow. And like, they're just laughing together. And it was like a feeling of like 1,000 steps forward in friendship. You know, these little things. And like my one friend, Rena, came. She's a single mom, two little kids in Megumi's school. She's so kind and so warm to me. And like, I was so happy she could come, but it felt that way too. We're just like talking. She's the last one to leave with their kids. And like, it was like 2,000 steps forward in friendship. So I just feel like the Lord really showed us, even just like what we could feel that night and some of those relationships of like, wow, like sharing an experience like this was really so sweet to do. Our block captain came with his wife, and they even gave like some, like a contribution of money kind of from behalf of the block fund, I think, for the event. Just kind of like, kind of felt also like this nice, like, hey, thanks for doing this. Like, this is good for our neighborhood. So just a lot of affirmation in the time. So it was one of the first steps of really gathering people. It was a lot of fun. So we're really grateful for the blessing of that and the prayers that some of you really prayed for that time. And art is also feeling, he says he only has like 30% of the vertigo feeling left. So he's like, and he also said, if it stayed this way for the rest of my life, I could live with it. Art is saying, even if I have uncomfortable feeling of dizziness at the kind of 30% of how bad it was, I could live with that. Art, who loves his idol of comfort. It was a really incredible thing for him to say. Right now, Art, he's not here today. He's at a bodybuilding, what would it be called? Competition. He's not doing it. He's just watching it. But maybe one day he will do it. So it's at the exact same time as church. So he really was like so curious about this, and it's a birthday gift for him. So that's where he is, just as you're wondering. But he feels good. Like 9 minutes from here in the cultural center. So yeah, so that's where he is. But he's feeling good. Yeah, so he's really curious who we'll meet there. And like everything we do as Christians, we wonder, who will we meet there? What, we were praying that this morning, let there be something significant, some kind of interaction that leads to some kind of friendship, some kind of next thing. So yeah, so as for all of us, as we all go out and do our lives, we can remember each other in prayers that way. So so thank you. We have a lot of praises lately. But yeah, for me, I'd love for Art to not have that 30% dizziness. So I would love that prayer for just full restoration and God's good timing. But Art was reflecting on his birthday yesterday and like the previous year. And I was like, well, you know, what do you think about the previous year? He's like, oh, God is good. He's good. He disciplines and he teaches and he changes me and it's good. So I was really grateful for that kind of reflection. I'm talking a long time. I apologize that we have one more important thing. We have some dear friends visiting us from Nagoya. This family right here. Can you guys say? I'm sorry, I didn't warn you about this. This is a Cha family. Damon, Aaliyah, Michaela, and Young Me. And we got to serve with them for a couple of years in Nagoya at Christ Bible Institute. And they have come to be with us for a few days here. And it is like so normal to be together, which is like so sweet. And they would just have really loved us really well. And we hope we can love them back as well. But just really praise God for them, for their hearts, for their ministries. They have a real love of the church. They were so excited, like even driving into Hiroshima, just noticing all the churches were passing, churches that we've never even seen, right? They were like totally like, oh, that's interesting. Do you know anything about it? They love the church. And they're here to really strengthen the church in Japan. They want to see the Japanese church thrive. So please welcome them after the service, too, and they'll want to know your story. And those of you who've been around Mitake a long time or a short time, they'd love to know your perspective on what's going on here and in Hiroshima. So that is, it's my greatest praise today, I think. So, and those girls are so kind to Megumi, and they have a lot of fun. So, all right, please come up and share anything you want, any testimonies, praises, and really, really happy to be together today.
Good afternoon to everyone. I'm Mark Andrew. I have a prayer request of my friend, and her husband got motor accident last August 16, and then he had a skull fracture, and then they got already surgery, and then still out of conscious. And then his name is Aris Villadores. And then they have problem in a kidney also because the motorcycle dropped to him. Because they have a road fixing, and then they have a hole, and then the motorcycle trapped to the hole. That's why he got accident. He had kids at his back, but the kids is saved, but only the driver got the...
Can you say his name one more time?
Aris Villadores. Yeah. And yeah, hoping that get well soon because still out of conscious. They have already, surgery. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. And also, please pray for me. I'm planning to take a Japanese exam this coming December, level 3. Yeah. I'm planning to upgrade my Japanese. Yeah. Please pray for my wisdom and good health also, safety at work. Thank you. God bless you.
Good afternoon. My name is Jim. We are part of the group that joined the concert on Wednesday. And in fact, this morning, there's a Japanese church member, Ono Aya. She lives nearby, and she gave a testimony this morning about how God's given her a role to help you and the community as a church member, as a local person, as a Japanese person. And she was blessed by that time and by realizing how God's working through this. And it was a really special time. There were times when there's a kind of gap. I think that she said, we couldn't understand the words, but we enjoyed the music. But as a community thing, it was like your friends were coming together, and it was part of that welcome to you and your family, and it was a blessing for us. So, and this lunch, just after lunch, we had a coordinator meeting, and we were reporting that and saying that we look forward to the next one. And I said to Hiroshi Sensei that once a year doesn't sound like not enough, so maybe spring and autumn sounds better if we can make it. But it was a real blessing, and it was really nice driving up together too. It was that was a fellowship time too. Anyway, thank you. From about a week from now, the 28th, next Sunday there'll be a bazaar. So after the morning service from 12 o'clock onwards, there'll be a bazaar here, which to help with the people, basically helping the volunteers, helping the flood victims. And so if you have anything you can sell, please bring it along. If you've got some money to buy things, please bring it along. And food will be provided, lunch will be provided for sale. And from the 28th, the House of Smiles next door will be closed for repairs for about two months. The end of October, maybe. September, October, yeah. Two or 3 months, yeah. And it'll be closed for a while, which means that sometimes we'll have to be more accommodating for each other. We've been blessed by so much space, but there'll be times, for example, when the handbell choir and the hearing impaired congregation will be wanting to use the next room and they can't both use it together. And so the room downstairs will have to be available for that, except during the service. So of course we'll have here, but we need to be a bit accommodating regarding that. Anything else? Just to know that, okay. I think that's all for now. Yeah, please.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. Last week I met long-term friend. She used to study the Bible at Jim's Bible study. She is a Christian, and her son has been hikikomori for many years. So he is in his early 40s or so. I don't know exactly. But I told my friend about the activity newly started at Darcy's home. So I hope he could have some link to you and to him. Yes, so please pray for him. I don't know his name. She could come today. She said she would like to come. She has been here for several times or more, but I hope she can come today. If she comes, of course.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I also wanted to thank God for Art and Darcy, and today I came for the Japanese service, so I was really touched to hear somebody share their testimony, because I don't know if they already tell the Japanese church about what they are doing, but it was so good to hear a Japanese member share about what they are doing and just let the Japanese congregation feel close to them and just, yeah, probably to spark some people to get connected to them, and who knows, maybe the connections that will come from here. But I also just thank God for them. I believe they came to Hiroshima at a perfect timing for the church, but also for me, you know. Darcy is such a nice lady, and also Megumi is such a nice friend of Joyce, you know. I don't know, for a long time, Joyce couldn't make a friend here since we came to Mitaki. Of course, there are people that, yeah, she plays with, but the way she connects with Megumi is nobody understands, you know. They share the same water bottle, everything, you know. They're just like sisters, you know. It's really, really amazing, and I thank God for Art and Darcy and for God sending them here for different purposes, individual purposes and corporate purposes for the church and for the community and just for everything, you know. It's really a blessing. And I want to thank God for something. You know, I had a meeting with my boss. I meet my boss once about every 2 weeks, and I had a meeting with him on Friday around 5 p.m., and nothing special. I usually just meet him to tell him what I'm doing and what I'm hoping to do, and I left his office, and I just felt so much thanksgiving in my heart because I have such a nice boss. I know what I'm talking about because I know what it means to work with in international setting, and not just Japan, but I know my friends who are working in different parts of the world, and we are friends on Facebook, and I know what they go through. But God has given me such a nice boss, you know. There's no day he'll frown at me. There's no day he'll be angry, or even days when I've not performed, he'll always smile, talk about joys, talk about, you know, just things you don't expect that you'll be talking about with your boss. He also has some too. He married recently, and so he has some two babies. You know, we just talk like colleagues, and I just began to thank God for such a good relationship, you know. I have nothing to say and to deserve such a good relationship, because I told you guys I've now finished 4.5 years with him. I haven't even published my first paper yet. Usually that's like one measure of progress, but he still just, I don't know, he still just treats me so nicely, and we have such a good relationship. I go to his office, sometimes I have negative results, but he would just smile and encourage me, and then I just went home on Friday and said, I have a reason to thank God, because it's just God. Honestly, I just say it's God, because he has a choice to hire somebody else who will perform better than me or anything like that, but he doesn't. He just treats me so well. He's concerned about my life, Joyce's life, which is just really unique, and I just felt like thanking God for him, because I know it's really God's grace and God's connection. Amen. So lastly, I want to request a prayer for my brother. His name is Michael. I shared on Facebook, so some of you are already aware of it. You know, Michael is our second-born brother. We are a family of 7 children, 5 boys and 2 girls. So Michael Michael was maybe the closest to my mom, and he lost his job maybe almost 5 years ago. He had a very good job because he has very good papers, you know. He has studied like almost the highest level in the country, but suddenly he just lost his job, you know, a very good job, maybe one of the leading companies in my country, and we didn't understand. Somebody just blackmailed him and he lost the job. He tried to follow up with the lawyers and it never worked. So he hasn't had the passion to look for another job, but he spends most of his time just studying God's word and just soaking himself in God's work. And he was with my mom. When she died, he was the one who was with her. I think she died in his arms because he was taking care of her. And we thought it's symbolic. We thought maybe mom was handing over her mantle to him because he really loves God. Like, from the time I was small, the only thing I remember about him is reading the Bible and Christian books, as in, he's not very active to talk with siblings because he prefers to read, and the thing he reads most is the Bible. I used to wonder, what? You know, he will read one Bible from end to end and start another one from end to end. You know, his Bibles are the ones that are torn most because he spent probably his entire life studying the Bible. And so maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, I'm not very close to him, so I don't follow his life closely, but at least I know he's serving God in a church. He's been serving under a main pastor, and he was ordained as a pastor 3 weeks ago, and we think as a family he's decided to maybe serve God full-time. So please pray for him. I haven't talked to him since he was ordained, so I don't know the direction he wants to take, but we really pray that God will guide him if that's the way he's taken to commit his life to serve God, and God will direct him. For now, he's serving under another pastor in a certain church, which he's been attending for some years now, but he's very busy there. He has roles. The pastor has given him some roles which he serves, and please pray for him. And soon after he was ordained, maybe 2 or 3 days later, his wife became sick, just some mysterious sickness which we cannot explain. And my brother also has had this kind of sickness. So when Darcy was sharing about dizziness you guys remember maybe 3 years ago, I also developed this kind of dizziness. We did all kinds of tests. We never found anything. So my brother also began experiencing this kind of dizziness, especially when he got too involved in the work. I remember one time he was ministering on the pulpit and he actually collapsed on the pulpit because of dizziness. He's been to the hospital and they do all kinds of tests. So they've never found anything. So we believe they are kind of spiritual attacks because they sound similar to what other people have gone through. So please, I just request your prayers for him. His name is Michael Makoha, my brother, and we just pray for God's protection because they're having so many attacks and he's desiring to serve God, that God will direct him, especially the direction to take and how exactly he can serve God, that he will hear God and just obey him and follow the way he leads. Thank you very much.